This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. We're live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell. National Mortgage Lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's the best time of the year to be on PharrellOnABench.com because there's playoff action every single day, every single night in the NBA and NHL. Plus, you get all my picks and baseball snacks every day. This weekend, you'll get UFC plays and a lot of great boxing fights on Saturday. Just go to PharrellOnABench.com. Sign up already. Believe me, you're going to love it. I want to go back. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. So I was talking about Nick Foles before I finished the hour, and I was thinking about that he finally got his money. He got some money anyway. So they win their first Super Bowl, and they finally agreed to pay him, right? He completed 72% of his passes for 6 touchdowns in 3 postseason games. His 3 TD Super Bowl performance helped them beat the Patriots 41-33 and got him the MVP. So how much money did they give him? What was that, a couple million dollars, Chris?
Yeah, he got a $2 million signing bonus plus incentives if he starts and hits certain benchmarks.
So it's just some big incentive-laden contract?
Basically a thank you for the Super Bowl.
So it adds a $2 million bonus and then a 2019 mutual option. That means they both have to agree on it?
Yeah, the team and Foles would have to agree, and it looks like his base salary was going to be $4 million for next year.
$2 million signing bonus, millions more in incentives that he can hit if he's forced to fill in for Carson Wentz, the starter, and a mutual option for the 2019 season. They reworked his deal to reward him for last year. Gee, thanks. Without him, they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl. He had considered retiring before landing in Philadelphia, and then he went into action when Wentz went down with a torn ACL in December and then took him to a Super Bowl and won it. And that was incredible enough. And gets the MVP to boot. And then there was people talking about, being a bridge quarterback. The asking price was very high, 2 first-round picks. And then I guess Peterson had said, the coach said, they never got anything crazy enough to justify trading Foles. And I think keeping him is a smart move based on, we don't know if, Wentz, who tore his ACL, if he's a lock to play the first week when the season starts. You would think that he'd be able to go, and it seems like it's been a while, right? Like December?
Yeah, December is when it all...
But isn't a torn one completely take a year?
Yeah, it's usually a 12-month rehab. But
so that would be a lot sooner than 12 months.
Yeah, but he's apparently making good progress. But, I mean, it's nice to have the best backup quarterback in the league. You might as well. If you wanted to stay, just pay him.
I've always believed that you have to have 2 good quarterbacks and 2 good goalies. All these things to win championships, I firmly believe that.
You wonder, too, why a team maybe like Denver, who's close, and if they don't get to it in the next couple of years, they're going to be in more of a rebuild than a going for a Super Bowl mode. Why they didn't just throw some more money at him?
Yeah. The same thing goes for this Porzingis guy with the Knicks. Didn't their owner come out, Dolan, this week and say he thinks he won't play this year? Next year, the season, and now everyone's very mad at him for saying that.
Well, he's saying that he's here, and it could be anywhere from, a couple more months to missing the whole year. So basically, anywhere from like December on, which is Yeah, it's stupid for him to say. Like, don't say this guy could possibly not be there. Say, you know, he's how's he doing? Is he progressing? You know,
he does whatever he wants.
He always says stupid things. Yeah, whenever he does talk, it's usually not something good.
You know what's funny about him is, though, is that you can say whatever you want about him, but they're the most profitable team in the league. They're the worst team in the league, practically, but they make more money than anyone.
It doesn't matter how much they lose. They're still one of the highest-valued franchises, both in hockey and NBA.
How crazy is that? I mean, they're terrible, that team, to watch. I'm not even kidding. I can barely watch them play a game. If they're on, let's say, on MSG, isn't that what they play on?
Yes.
Let's say they're on MSG, and there's a national game on, TNT, right? There is no way in hell you're watching the Knicks over a national game because they're so awful. You can't even watch them. I will watch the Knicks if there's nothing else on in sports. That's it. But if there's anything else on, they fall down the pecking order so fast, make your head spin. Like, if there's options, let's say I got four options, they become number four instantly. If there's four things to choose from, they'll always be the last because they're so awful. You can't even watch them. Like, if you watch them for one quarter, you'll want to kill yourself. That's how bad they are. You can't even make it through a quarter watching the Knicks. I mean, literally. Even with him. Even with Porzingis. And I could care less that Dolan owns them. What do I care who the owner is of any of these teams? Seriously, these fans waste too much time complaining about owners. Who cares who the owner is? I just want to see the team win. I want to see my team go out and win. So it's their job to get it right. And then these clowns they got running it, and the owner, they've always been butchering this team for years. I've been watching them lose for 20 years straight. They had one good year. One good year in 20. I have watched them suck for 19 years out of 20. Am I wrong? I'm not even wrong.
You're not.
They had one good year, the 54-win year, and that was with Woodson. And they fired him, too. They're so stupid, they can't even do it right when they win. Seriously, I think all of them are stupid. And it was funny because I was, like, going to lunch, remember, with Steve Mills when he left the Knicks to, like, become a financial guy? Remember he was working at Barclays trying to get me to give him money?
I do remember that, yes.
And then he went back to the Knicks. They brought him back. I mean, it was like, we suck so bad, we miss you. Come back and suck a little more. You know what I mean? We've been starting to sense that maybe things are turning the corner and we're winning. We thought we'd bring you back and suck again. Oh, no, I suck again. I mean, honestly.
Oh, no, we suck again.
It's so true. Mafia, are you disturbed by the American Ninja show that's on that you're watching from the Vegas parking lot where we did the Mayweather fight where we all know what happened there in October? It's so creepy to me that that's where they do that show. Like, I mean, I guess, no offense, I'm not trying to offend anyone, but like, God, they can't put it somewhere better than that now? Like, would you really want to do that there?
I guess, you know, they don't want to just leave it vacant for the rest of the time. They've got to make their money off that, I guess. It's definitely, I don't know what if this was live recently. Or
I don't know if it's live, but that's where it is.
That's a tough place to put it if it was, yeah.
That is where it is.
That's exactly where it is.
That's where the concert was.
And speaking of...
I hate that. That was the worst thing, because you know how much I love Vegas. That was the worst thing that I've ever seen in my life, what that idiot did.
Without a doubt.
That was the worst thing I've ever seen. All this other stuff. Wasn't today like the anniversary of that Columbine, too?
Yes.
I saw that today, too.
They did it on 420.
But there was like all these kids protesting today. Did you see them walking out of school again? They did another kid protest. And then,
I did see that.
And then another guy, did you see another kid went on a shooting rampage today in a school? But he shot one person, but they didn't die. Some kid got arrested. He went into, they were having a march out of campus. All the kids were leaving school, and he came rolling in, 19. He had been thrown out of school, and he came back to the school with a gun and started shooting people. He shot some girl, or he shot someone. I don't know if it was a girl or a guy. I don't know the details. I just know what happened today. I saw it on the evening news with David, whatever his name is, David Muir. But I only watch CBS. I only watch CBS shows, even though we have nothing to do with CBS. I just wanted to say that. But I only watch like CBS This Morning with Gail and Charlie, even though Charlie got fired for being a creep. Who'd they replace him with? Some dork?
I don't know. Too early for me to get.
Am I allowed to say that now that we have nothing to do with them?
Sure.
Am I allowed to say that I never watch CBS?
Sure.
Thank you. The only thing I believe in here is CBS Sports Radio. Fine people. Wonderful support system here. And then I was creeped out, Mafia, in the kitchen there with that dude that was in there. What was going on there?
I don't know. I tend to avoid most of the
But, like, here. I walked in there. The guy was, like, taking pictures of himself.
Was he? I didn't see that.
He was doing, like, photos. He had, like, some kind of, I don't want to say because I'll get in trouble, but he had, like, some kind of action going on his arm or something. He was taking photos of himself. I walked around the corner. I see this creepy old dude taking pictures of himself. I'm like, dude, are you doing nude photos in here? What's going on, bro? I'm like, come on, man.
The Instagram age, like your boy Zach was saying last night, the new song. You're not special.
You know about me?
Everyone does it.
Bobby, I'm like, listen, if there's one thing I don't like, don't creep up on me. Don't be sneaking up on me. Don't come into my yard when I'm not ready for you, because I'll start throwing punches. I mean, I don't even know you. Don't creep up on me ever, Chris.
I know better, Scotty.
It's honestly, like, it's one thing to say hi to me. It's another thing to creep up on me. It really is.
By the way, speaking before...
I got to tell you, this news about Nick Foles' contract is some... I mean, this is some gripping, exciting stuff. Honestly, is there any other contracts I could talk about tonight that got signed today that I don't give a rat's ass about, that I'd rather eat my boogers? Then is there anything duller than talking about Nick Foles after he won his MVP? After he won his MVP, didn't he become like old, like, you know, laundry? Like once we were done with him that one Sunday, you went back to not mattering again, didn't you? Like no one ever cared about Nick Foles. Can't we just go back to that again? I know he's a stud and everything, but I'll bet my life he never goes to another one. That was it. The one that, you know what?
Oh, God, he just won't play in it.
Well, God bless him, because I'm thinking he fleeced him for whatever millions he got today, because that'll be the greatest moment of his life. You don't think he's ever going to duplicate that again, do you?
I don't. I'm surprised he didn't try to fleece somebody else and get even more money off of that performance.
Do you think, and I'm just saying this, do you think Carson Wentz will ever win one? Because everyone acts like he's the greatest quarterback ever. Like, do they not treat him like he is just the cat's ass? But do you think he'll ever win one? Or do you think it'll be a story of a guy that had it all, was the man, was the king? They were like, weren't they like 11 or something? And what were they, 11 and 1 or something?
Crazy thing like that. Everyone was talking about him for MVP before
right.
He went down.
Then he went down, and then the other guy wins the Super Bowl. He's in a cast. He's done, right, with knee surgery for a year. And then do you think the story goes that he'll never sniff it again or that he'll win one? Or that he had his chance, he was right there on the cusp of greatness, but he blew out his knee and then never got back. Because you never know how these things go. A guy could be, you know, everyone thinks it's automatic. Like, haven't they all said, like, Aaron Rodgers won one and they just think it's so automatic that he'll win, like, five of them. But that's not the way the world works. Everyone thought Dan Marino was going to win a bunch of Super Bowls when he went to the Super Bowl, didn't they? And then it didn't work out that way. How crazy is that? Do you think he'll ever win another one? Do you think Wentz will win one?
You know, that team is very good. I'll give him a chance of winning one. It would be a hell of a story if he doesn't, though. That would be, like, one of the biggest, you know, like, heartbreaking stories
in his whole career. He never got it
right. If he goes like Dan Marino style where he makes it, I mean, Marino at least made it and played in it, but if his teammates didn't win it without him,
are you willing to say that they will go back to the Super Bowl?
Well, here's the thing. You bring up a guy like Aaron Rodgers, but this Eagles team is 1,000 times better than any team that Aaron Rodgers has ever played on, so I think they have all the ingredients. If he's healthy, I think easily they can make it back. I don't know if they win, but yes, make it back for sure.
So you have the Eagles going back to the Super Bowl right now?
I think it's them and the Vikings, and then everybody else is a tier below in the NFC.
And then the Vikings got Kirk Cousins.
And that'll be the difference. Who do you want? A healthy Carson Wentz or Kirk Cousins?
That'll be the difference in them losing in the first round instead of making the, you know, the NFC title game. That's the difference going to make. They're going to lose earlier now.
I think Kirk Cousins has been a big game flop.
Overrated.
Big game flop. But, man, is he the greatest coup ever. The amount of money that guy has fleeced from the Washington Redskins and then the Vikings. The money that guy has made for never doing anything is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. What would you do to be him? To suck and still make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars and never win a game that mattered in your life? I mean, honestly, did he ever win a game that mattered?
No.
Thanks. But he's the greatest thing ever. Remember when I used to argue with that fat coach of theirs about him? He's not fat anymore, though. I think he's done a great job of losing weight and trimming down and looking fantastic for his wife and family members. I believe in him now. Even though his brother got all the money and he doesn't make any. That's got to make him mad, too, Fatso. He's got to get so mad when he sees how much money his brother made after being out of football for 15 years. He comes back and gets $100 million. Did you see last night when we said the projections were they'd go 5-11 or whatever the hell it is? Wait, that wouldn't make sense. How many games are there? 5-11?
16 games, yes.
I can't keep track of all of it with the buys and trips to London and everything. I try not to follow it. I only follow gambling. I just wanted to say that.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone. Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. So anyway, I don't know about you, but I'm, like, cheesed out by this whole LeBron James buying all of his teammates' suits thing. You know what I mean? Like, that's great. Congratulations. You guys, we all understand how much money you make. That's just utterly fantastic that you're now buying one another clothes. Have you ever noticed that these guys now do this red carpet BS going into the game every night? Like, it's now become like mandatory, I think, to have cameras in the tunnels of these and bowels of these arenas to watch these players walk in from their buses or vehicles or whatever. Like, you know, it doesn't matter where they are, New York or wherever, Philly, it doesn't matter, Cleveland, L.A., but they film them all always now walking into the arena so we can see what they're wearing and see what their fashion statement is. I mean, how pathetic is that? Like, what is this, Hollywood? Like, seriously, like, do you know how they do the red carpet for the Grammys and the Oscars, and it becomes all about what these chicks wear? And it's never about the guy's tux. It's always about the chick's dress, right? It's the greatest thing ever. They analyze all the women's clothing. And then now they analyze the NBA players' outfits that they wear to go into the arena. Now, someone explain to me, because I don't know fashion. I wear basketball clothes. I'm a bum, right? Chris, would you describe my outfits as either one of two things? Hoodies, sweatshirts, like hockey sweatshirts, and then overall, like pretty much basketball shorts every day of the year, including in snow blizzards.
From one bum to another, you're doing it right.
But I wear shorts every day of my life.
Every day I've ever seen you in this building, you've worn shorts.
Every day. Basketball.
Everyone.
So, but can someone explain to me, like, Mafia, do you know anything about the way they cut these pants now where the pant legs only go to their shins? If I ever wore a suit out in public and the pant legs only went to my shin bone and then there was nothing between my shin and my shoe, like LeBron and all of his teammates had these short-cut, skinny pant, tight-ass pants. I mean, what is that? Can someone explain? Is that something they're doing in Paris? Is that something I've missed out on? Because if I ever wore pants that were 7 inches above my shoes, and there's a giant gate. Do you remember when those were called floods when I was growing up? Yo, man, your pants are flooding out, dude. Do you remember? Have you ever, Jay, explain this to me. Look at this picture.
Don't ask for him about fashion.
Jay is a fashion expert. Explain these. Now get on there and look at this picture too, Jay, first. Look at this guy. He's got the same thing. Now look at this guy. Hold on. Here's Nance. He's got it too. What is that where they all wear pants that go to, and I know he got their suits tailored, but why is it that all their pants end at their shin bone?
It's a bad look, Scott.
What is that about?
It's a real bad look.
Do you think that the fashion red carpet entrances by these NBA players at every game now has gotten...
It's a bit much.
Is it not pathetic?
Yeah.
Like, I give two Pharrells what you wear to the game. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm about, just so you know, I'm about betting and beer. And babes, okay? When I go to the game, I don't care if you're a movie star sitting in the front row. You could be some stupid chick I've never heard of. As long as you're hot, I don't care what you do for a living. I want to look at hot chicks. I want to drink beer. And I want to bet on the game. The last thing I do when I go to an NBA game is want to see what everyone's wearing going into the game. The day that I care what you wear to the game is the end of time. I'm done. They made this a story tonight that LeBron James buys all of his teammates' suits. And frankly, they do this now all the time. The quarterback bought all of his offensive linemen Rolexes. They're always throwing all their money around in our face. Like, I care what kind of watch you wear or that you wear a nice, pretty suit with pant legs up to your shin bone, you femme. Who wears pants up to their shin bones anywhere? Honestly, if I wore those out in public, I would be abused by everyone, including the dishwasher at the restaurant I go to dinner. He'd be making fun of me, too. Yo, Essay, what's with your high risers? I mean, honestly, who wears pants up to their shin bones?
What's worse, the guys that wear the pants like that, or when Westbrook shows up in a shirt that looks like a moth got to it with his holes all over it?
Or, like, listen, is there anything worse, seriously, than a guy that's 7 foot two that has pants that go up to his kneecaps?
They were tailored that way.
I don't care if they were tailored. You look like a giant male organ.
No, but that's the thing. I can understand if you
buy him off a rack and just short. Wait. You remember the guy in Vegas that dressed as a giant D in the middle of the street on Fremont Street? That's what these guys look like in those suits. Walking giant male organs. You're all a bunch of male organs walking around the arena. Congratulations. Not only that, you all wear the same suit. How pathetic is that, too? We're all besties.
By the way, they lost the game.
And they got whacked. They blew a 17-point lead. I wouldn't even put that suit on again. I'd give it to some homeless dude outside the arena. Fashion statement. They always do this now. The camera on the players walking in. And what's funnier than watching these guys pretend like they're not on camera? Is there anything better than like Russell Westbrook trying to pretend like he's acting like the camera's not on him?
With the sunglasses.
Meanwhile, the guy's right in front of him with a camera 2 feet away from him, and he pretends that he's not there. It's the funniest thing ever. He acts like he's on his cell phone or something, or he's like listening to music. Have you ever seen these guys with their music? They got their beats on their head, and they're acting like they're all rappers, and like half of them are. Half of them are all cutting rap albums. Like, I give a rat's ass what you do in your free time, Slick. Just play NBA. I just want to see you play ball. I don't care what you wear. I don't care what you listen to. I don't care what you drink. And I don't care who you're sleeping with. Unless I've slept with her. Wait, are we still on?
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
So, did you see Aaron Rodgers actually became a minority owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, and they announced that tonight at the game. And then while everyone was cheering for Aaron at the Bucks game of his new importance with the franchise, first NFL player to be a part owner of an NBA team, meanwhile, across the court, the punter, the former Raider punter, Marquette King, I forget, didn't he get picked up by somebody else?
Yes, he did.
But Denver picked him up. All right, so imagine how far he'll punt the ball in Denver. Anyway, he was hitting on Danica Patrick as they were at the game tonight. He said, quote, "Don't do it, Danica. You need a punter in your life." Now she's getting offers from other athletes while she's at the game with her celebrity quarterback, part owner of the Bucks boyfriend. The punter is hitting on her at the game. What do you think of that, Mafia? Can you have that? Can you hit on a guy's chick at the game right in front of him, like on Twitter nationally? Can you do that and get away with it? Or do you think that Aaron Rodgers will beat up Marquette King in a fist fight?
The punter is the weakest guy on the team. I mean, even Marquette King, who's, you know, supposed to be, you know, cool and probably bigger amongst punters, is nothing compared to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you're going to hit on him. You're going to hit on a guy's girl while the guy just bought part of an NBA team. What are you buying, Marquette King?
Buying a shovel for his new driveway in Denver that he's going to be shoveling of snow.
You're buying a jersey. He's buying the team.
The Eagles extended their, they ended their drought and won the Super Bowl. Which team do you think will be the next franchise to win their first Super Bowl? I'm going to ask you guys both this question. Is it the Jaguars, Browns, Panthers, Bills, Lions, Texans, Falcons, Bengals, Arizona, Chargers, Vikings, or Titans? Which one of those 12 teams has a shot, do you believe, to win their first Super Bowl? Do you need me to repeat the teams, Mafia?
No. I think the teams with the best shot of that long, long, surprisingly long list, the two with the best shot to me are Atlanta and Houston.
Atlanta and Houston. What do you think, Chris? To win a Super Bowl, they're first.
I'm going to go Jaguars. Here's why. I think the Patriots' run is coming to an end much quicker than either the Eagles or the Vikings' run in the NFC.
And I'll give you one reason why that won't be the team. Blake Bortles.
So they won't win the Super Bowl because of him, Mafia.
As long as he's the quarterback, they're not winning the Super Bowl.
He played pretty well in the playoffs, I thought.
He wasn't bad, and also, if they get close the next couple years, they're not going to give him a massive contract deal. They're going to go get somebody.
They should have did that this year.
I actually think they like him more than the public does.
Or they just gave him a new deal.
They just gave him a new deal. Didn't they give him a new deal right after the
season?
They did,
right after the season.
Yeah, it's not Brady money or anything, or Rodgers money or anything like that, though.
I mean, it's Marquette one of those deals King money.
It's one of those deals where it looks all nice and you know, it sounds big, but then they can really get rid of him after.
It's LeBron James suit money, actually, where your pants only make it up to your shin.
Yeah, I never get that. I will never get that fashion statement. I know, like, it's big for whatever reason. If you're buying off the rack and you're 7 foot and your pants don't reach your ankles, I can understand that. They don't really make clothes for you. If you're getting a custom tailored suit and it's not reaching all the way down to your shoulders,
but I guess that's the hot fashion trend is to make your suit pant legs only go up to your shins, which I think this is just me saying this. I mean, it really looks femmy. I mean, it looks ridiculous.
Either get a real
suit. Not that I know anything about fashion,
but either get it where the legs go all the way down. Or go full Angus Young and go shorts with the suit.
Could I get a suit with some legs? Would the chick go with me that sells me the suit? That sounds like a plan.
Well, you want to make sure she's hot before you buy that one.
It's true. The UFC bowed to Conor McGregor after the Brooklyn brawl, according to our old pal Joe Rogan. There's probably another guy that doesn't like us anymore after we used to work for the UFC and then they turned on us. So after years of supporting the UFC, which we still do to this day, Mafia, you go to all the fights. We still talk about the UFC. We have a lot of the fighters on the show. But do you agree that, because I couldn't agree with Joe Rogan more, that he said, I don't know if McGregor's on drugs or what his deal is, but to come and do this and act like this, you're talking about a guy who had a baby. This is White saying this.
That was Dana said. Right after, yeah.
He just had a kid. And this is how you're acting. You have a son at home. This is how you're acting. But after condemning the Irishman's action, he said that things were good between them. So this is what your boy said, Joe Rogan. Switch it around. Imagine if Ray Borg threw the dolly and Conor was inside. He'd be gone. His career would be over. That's one of the more Ferrelled up things about this is that you know Conor's getting special treatment. He is, and that's not good for anybody. I couldn't agree with him more. He said as well... Michael Chiesa, I'm sad that he got cut, but Chiesa's a tough guy. He'll be fine. He's probably peed off. He'll sue Conor, make a shackload of money suing him. But what if it hit Rose? The Ferrellan world would hate him. What if Rose was blinded in one eye because of it? If I was Conor, I would settle every Ferrellan thing outside of a courtroom because if he loses and he gets a felony, he's Ferrelled. he probably won't even be able to come into this country. Do you agree with what he says about him, that they give him special treatment and they've already washed it like it never happened?
I absolutely agree with him 100%.
They do whatever Conor McGregor wants, which I think makes them look pathetic.
And I love Rogan when he's doing the commentary because he doesn't pull punches. He's always said what's on his mind. He always said what's real, even though he works for the UFC. If a fight sucks, he says it sucks. He doesn't try to sugarcoat it. And it was, you know, kind of weird where they brought in Jimmy Smith to be part of that broadcasting team. I don't know if this is going to hurt him and Dana and maybe get him pushed out too like Goldberg did, but it's the truth. I mean, they said, okay, well, after this weekend, we're going to decide what we do with him. Still haven't done a damn thing with him, and you hear that he's in negotiations to fight Nurmagomedov. What the hell? John Jones was suspended. You know, when you had Paul Daly punch Koscheck after the bell, they kicked him out, said he's never allowed back in the UFC. They haven't done a damn thing to Conor McGregor.
Nor will they. Did you see our boy Zlatan? Is that his name? The soccer player, Ibrahimovic, that plays Zlatan. He plays for the Galaxy now. Your boy, remember he had the first game he played, he had a 40-yard goal. He blasted it from 40 yards out and made a goal, and then he had another goal in the game. Did you hear what he said about how to make soccer better in the U.S.?
I did not.
Did you hear what he did to make soccer better in the U.S.?
I didn't.
He said that he basically said that what he should do is give his action to all the women in the world so that they would have babies of him, and then they'd finally have talent in this country in soccer. So he said if they just sold a lot of his assets to, let's just say, sperm banks, that soccer would grow in the U.S. They said they need more of him in the country. So what he would do is donate his activism to the community. And if he if they use his activism appropriately, then all kinds of young soccer stars will be born in this country. It's a great way of looking at it. He's probably right when you think about it. Lance Armstrong settles his $100 million federal fraud case for only $5 million. How about this jackass getting off for $5 million? Can you believe after all the crimes he committed and lies and thievery, and he's Satan. That guy's Satan. And he got away with all of it. $5 million, never went to jail, nothing.
It's amazing.
It really is amazing. $5 million, it's like, what did he do? Like, what kind of a judge lets that guy get off? I mean, honestly.
Well, they sold it before it got the judge, otherwise he'd been screwed.
Now, it's really important, Mafia, at the end of the show tonight, for Chris's sake, since this has been such an exciting show and an exciting night in Chris's life, being here on the bench again. And we've had such an enthusiastic audience tonight. I could tell, like, all night long, I've just been jumping up and down with enthusiasm for all of your efforts, the audience, in the show tonight. Just a great effort. Yeah, and I like being run over by a semi. Anyway, a man arrested for swiping a beer truck leading police on a highway chase. I love this guy. A Coors truck driver was making a delivery at a Santa Rosa liquor store when a customer entered the store and told the driver that a man climbed into his truck and drove away. I love this guy. Did you see the guy they arrested?
Of course you love it. They did the same thing in Animal Kingdom last season, remember?
Yeah. Do you remember this guy? Yeah, he stole the beer truck.
He stole the beer truck and brought it to the guy's bar.
But the guy that stole the beer truck is like, unless I'm wrong, because I think I am wrong, but they look like American flag swim trunks he's wearing. He's wearing,
just that,
but nothing else. He's got no shirt, no shoes. He's just raw dogging it in an American flag swimsuit. And he's completely high on meth. And he's just hasn't bathed in a month. And he stole the beer truck, which is just a brilliant effort on his part. He almost got away with it.
He probably figured usually people describe what you're wearing. If he's not wearing anything, they couldn't catch him.
It's true. I believe underwear is a waste of time. Central Park will permanently be car-free starting in June, Mafia. They will no longer allow cars into Central Park. Now, I mean, they have really started to clean up Central Park. Now all they have to do is get rid of all the rapists, and they'll be really, and the meth and crack dealers and heroin dealers, and they'll really be onto something. I mean, because you get rid of the cars, now all you have to do is deal with the drug dealers and rapists. I mean, it really is getting nice around here.
Well, leave the drug dealers. Get rid of the rapists. Come on. Let's not clean up everything.
Yeah, I agree with you, come to think of it.
Can't drive through Times Square, can't drive through Central Park, as if traffic isn't bad enough in New York City.
All right, so I'm just going to give you a few of these games. I don't have much time. Which is better, Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football? Week one, Monday Night Football, Jets, Lions, Raiders, Rams, or the Thursday Night Falcons-Eagles game? Be quick.
Falcons-Eagles.
Week two, Chris, Seahawks, Bears, Monday Night, Ravens, Bengals, Thursday Night.
Monday Night.
Week three, Steelers, Bucks, Monday Night, Jets, Browns, Thursday Night Mafia.
Jets, Browns.
Week four, Chris, Chiefs and Broncos or Thursday Night Vikings Rams?
Ooh, Vikings Rams.
Week five, Redskins Saints Mafia or Colts Patriots Thursday Night?
Colts Pats.
Week six, Niners Packers or Eagles Giants Thursday Night, Chris?
Niners Packers.
Week seven, I don't even know. Giants Falcons Thursday Night Broncos Cardinals?
I guess Giants Falcons.
Week eight, Patriots Bills or Dolphins Texans Thursday Night?
Give me Dolphins Texans.
All right, I've run out of doing the second half of those games, and I knew it would carry me to the bitter end. And at this point, I've decided that I don't care anymore who's playing from week nine on in any of those games. And I actually didn't care who played in the first eight of them either. I just wanted to say that. But I do believe in not wearing underwear. I also believe in not wearing pants that go only to your shin bone. Have a great weekend. Get the I Am Scott Ferrell app in the App Store free. Go to PharrellOnABench.com for all my picks all weekend. Chris, great job. Mafia, thank you. I'm Pharrell. Good night, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.